The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Good Black Friday morning. This is 1380 WPHM. You know, this time of year, holidays, is when you start planning for vacations and, you know, the kids would usually be out of school. You're looking for something to do. So I thought it'd be a good time. I know it's going to be a little different this year, but still a good time to check in with Dave Lorenz. He's the vice president of Travel Michigan. They put on that Pure Michigan advertising campaign that's been so successful. And Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Caleb. Nice to be with you.
It's great to have you back here on WPHM as well. And yeah, this is going to be a bit different holiday season for traveling, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, just like we've been, you know, celebrating this holiday in a different way with fewer people in our households. I know that, you know, my wife and I, we're used to hosting our son and his girlfriend and then a whole host of other people this weekend. And we had to make that adjustment just to keep everybody safe. And, you know, I think basically we're starting to get used to this. The thought about being thoughtful about other people rather than just kind of thinking of our own needs and wants, I think that's starting to really take hold. And I think people are starting to understand that, you know, doing the simple things that have been asked about of us, you know, wearing face masks and, you know, not, you know, hugging and shaking hands, you know, doing the distancing thing, you know, staying home if we're sick. Those are all things that are so, you know, unusual for us. But I think smartly people are figuring out that we're not really saying, hey, do this to keep yourself, you know, safe. We're talking about keeping other people safe. And with the recent spike in COVID, we've had to make even more adjustments. It's been incredibly difficult for businesses and employees who want to be working at those businesses. So as we head into the winter months, the rest of the holiday season, we're going to just need to continue to make some adjustments so that we can live the lives that we all want to live. Because the fact is, if we take that Pure Michigan pledge to keep each other safe, we're going to be able to live our lives almost entirely like we would have in the wintertime. And in fact, what I'm hoping for is that people maybe, many for the first time, get out there and enjoy winter activities, get out there in the snow when it really starts to get cold and snowy and such.
So
Dave, people are a little tired of being, you know, stuck in their home.
What I'm hearing, Dave, is that Pure Michigan is still open, right?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. And I know that, you know, if you're a restaurateur, a retailer, an attraction, a hotelier, in the private sector, I mean, I used to run small businesses, and I remember how difficult certain situations, recessions, big, you know, national crises can be on a business. Don't think I don't remember that. And I do know the stress that they're going through, maybe not to the degree that they're going through right now. But here's the thing. The more we live our lives as we want to, the better it is for those businesses all around Michigan as well. Because, you know, we're wearing a mask, we can still go into a retailer. It may be a little bit different. You know, maybe we order on that local retailer's website, and so many of them will take care of you. They'll check you out and all that stuff. They'll even bring them out to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, of course, with food. We're used to going up to a drive-up window or having food delivered or whatever. Not as used to going up to a restaurant and having somebody bring, you know, food out to the car, but that's often the case as well. You know, I just hope that people understand that we do not have to hibernate in our homes. We just need to travel safely, get out there and do things safely, because we can do it with just a little thought.
So if I may add to this then, kind of reading between the lines here, but it makes sense that masks, social distancing, that's good for the economy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the thing that's kind of driven me a little crazy right from the very beginning, is how masks became just so polarizing and political. And from, you know, the very beginning, you can understand it to some degree, because at first they were saying, yeah, don't wear them, it doesn't make any difference. And then later on they realized, oh, hold on, no, this makes a big deal of difference. You know, even one person in an interaction is wearing a mask, it greatly reduces the chances of either person getting COVID if one of them has it. So here's the thing. It's good for people's health. It's a way to show how much you care for other people, and it's good for the economy. I mean, a great deal of what I do is all about being concerned about the economy. Travel Michigan is a business unit of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and our role is to do all we can to enable private business to be successful and to employ a lot of people. And then to do sales. And, you know, here's the virtuous cycle. The more people buy products and services within the state of Michigan means there's more tax revenue generated as well, which means we can pay for those roads and schools, mm-hmm. police and fire and all those things we need to pay for. It's a little surprising to me who, you know, people don't kind of think along those lines. And I wish, and I'm not against online sales in a normal setting, but I wish people would think about the importance of supporting local this winter, this holiday season, more than ever. We've already lost thousands of businesses. A lot of restaurants, a lot of retailers just haven't been able to make it during COVID. So during the cold winter months, it's going to be even more difficult for them. So if we do all we can right now to support local restaurants, local retailers, local attractions, local hoteliers, you know, do our trips in Michigan, do it safely. The Lodging Association has made it very clear that our hoteliers now know how to host people safely. Same thing for retailers, same thing for restaurants. And, of course, we can't eat inside right now, but we can still order from them and bring them home. So as this happens, it's incredibly important for the economy, because it allows these businesses to operate. You know, they're kind of getting along. They're not going to thrive this year. Our goal is to keep them alive this year.
And that's
so
a great message.
Think along that line.
A great message going into tomorrow, Dave, with it being you know, Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, you're going to see some messages coming out from Pure Michigan and the MEDC. Just as a reminder to make people aware of this need, you know, the average person's not sitting around thinking, how can I support my local businesses? I mean, it's not what they do. It's not what we do. We think about our own needs, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think the more people are aware of this drastic need to support local businesses, the better. And I know more people would do it if they just kind of thought about it and were aware of it. So as we go into this Small Business Saturday, And I'm going to call it Small Business Winter.
It's Small Business Season.
That's right. Small
there
business
you go.
Season. And you know, and that's the same thing with what we typically think of as travel. Here's the thing. You know, most people think of the travel industry as golf courses and ski resorts. But the fact is, anything you do that involves going somewhere for leisure or for business, that's a travel occasion. And that might just mean going to your restaurant or going shopping or whatever. They're all part of the travel industry. It's this huge group of diverse businesses that employ hundreds of thousands of people in the state. So the more that we do as we travel around safely and go to local hotels and then order, you know, from restaurants in that area and do fun things in the region this winter, the better off it'll be for everybody. And the thing is, I'm a winter enthusiast. I love winter. It's my favorite time of the year. I'm probably the only person you know.
Oh, no, I'm right there with you, Dave. In fact, I'll share a Pure Michigan story with you that I had last winter. I'm hoping to replicate again this winter. I had so much fun going up to Marquette last winter to do some cross-country skiing and went up for the weekend. And first time I went cross-country skiing, it was cold. It was, you know, they got a foot and a half of snow. But, oh, my gosh, it was some of the most fun that I've had.
You know what they say in the UP? There's no such thing as bad weather. There's only bad clothing. So, you know, layer up. get out there and do these things. My wife introduced me to winter sports years ago. I think we were still dating at the time, and I thought, well, I don't want to go outside and, you know, snow and all that. So she literally introduced me to cross-country skiing. That was my first time. And then I ended up learning how to downhill, and then I enjoyed with her and friends and family hiking through trails in the wintertime, because it's a totally different experience. Fat tire biking, dog sledding, snowmobiling, ice climbing. Think about all the things we can do outside in Michigan that you really can't do in most states in this country, most places in this world. We have this great collection of really cool outdoor things you can do. So I invite people to go to michigan.org, and on the top of the page, you'll see a little link. It says things to do. Click on that, and then you'll see a whole list of stories and itinerary suggestions and things like this. And then you'll find things like, okay, what could you do in the UP this winter that you're going to love? What can you do right in your area of the state that you're going to really enjoy? Yeah. And as much as I like the outdoor things, there are a lot of cool indoor things you can do. Museums, maybe you don't have time for in the summertime. It's a great time to go to museums. Yeah, art galleries, it just kind of goes on and on.
Yeah, and you know, another, just talking about wintertime activities, another one that was an absolute blast, again, the first time for me a couple of years ago, was in Lewiston at the curling club, and they had an open curl day, learn how to curl day.
Yeah.
And that's something that we don't talk about a lot in Michigan, but we've got actually a very rich curling culture here in Michigan with a lot of clubs across the state where you can, they'd love to show you how to do that.
It's so much fun too. And you know, I know a lot of these things we're talking about, you know, we might be dealing with restrictions of numbers of people that can be in buildings right now, but this is not going to last forever. So what we want to do is to support all these organizations so they last forever, or at least into the foreseeable future, when we can, to the degree that we can support them. That's what I'm hoping people will do. I have actually made a pledge. My wife and I made a pledge about a month ago, and we said, okay, what can we do to help? What can we, in our little household, what can we do to help? So we said, okay, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to not really buy things online unless it's a Michigan company. And then we're going to order in for delivery or pickup a meal from a local restaurant at least one more time than we typically would during the week.
Okay.
And we eat out a lot. So we're doing that.
Nice.
And I mean, it kind of, you know, I know it's a little more expensive, but it's a great experience. And it's even better knowing that we're helping these businesses.
So, Dave, what are some places, we talked about some of the winter sports, some of the things you can do in Pierre, Michigan. What are some recommendations? What would be, give us like your top three or five wintertime destinations?
Yeah, well, first off, I'd have to say kind of the winter resorts that people have come to know and love, you know, places as close as Treetops Resort or Shanty Creek. You know, you can go to Grand Traverse Resort, a different type of resort. Boeing USA, Crystal Mountain. So, you know, those resorts, you know, just in that kind of Grand Traverse to Gaylord region are really special. Of course, you can go to some really cool ones in the far western UP as well. But that's a neat thing to do. If you want to experience something brand new that maybe you've never done, like lugeing, the most publicly accessible luge track in the world is in Muskegon at the Muskegon State Park.
Oh, wow.
It's a really cool thing. Yeah, wow. It's really fun. I mean, I learned years ago, I actually took part in helping to build the original track. It's much better now, and it's awesome. They even have a fully accessible luge for the non-winter months, so that's a pretty cool thing, basically luge on wheels. Then I'd also, last thing I'll say is kind of like outdoor atmospheric places, like going to the lighthouse in Port Huron, or finding other places that just offer that beautiful nature scenery where you can just breathe in the fresh air, you can be outside, maybe not doing something very active, but just appreciating the beauty of nature, because we have a lot of beauty around Michigan. I think understanding that, making yourself aware of it, and then just feeling the appreciation for life that you have when you're in these places, is a very healthy thing to do.
So start making your plans. Maybe make them in pencil, but start making your plans, for things to do, maybe with your family or friends, both over the holidays and into early next year, some wintertime activities, Dave. And as we like to say, as your organization says all the time, your trip begins at Michigan.org. That's where you can find all of this and a lot more, right?
Sure, do appreciate it. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everywhere there as well.
Dave, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Really want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, happy holiday season, and we'll check in with you again after the new year. Here's to a safe and healthy and happy one.
Same to you and to Paul and to the entire gang there. Blessings, everybody.
Dave Lorenz, Travel Michigan, Pure Michigan, here on WPHM. It's Caleb in for Paul on this Black Friday morning.